Yes, hello. May I please speak with Victoria Navarre?
Who is that calling?
Yes, hi, Victoria. My name is Richard. I'm calling you from Wisconsin Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything, ma'am. I'm conducting a voluntary opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Can you please help me out?
Can I ask what this is for?
This is for the 2024 elections coming up.
Okay, and what does the information go for?
I'm sorry?
Who are you polling with?
Wisconsin Opinion Surveys. WOS.
Okay, sounds good. Yep.
Okay. So let me see, ma'am. Let me see. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote?
Definitely.
Okay. And in the 2020 presidential elections, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. And just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask you your race?
Caucasian.
Thank you. And your age bracket?
I'm 26.
Okay. Thank you. Just wanted to make sure you're over the age 18.
Thinking
about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate?
Very liberal.
Very
progressive.
Okay.
Very progressive.
All right. And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Is there a neutral option?
Let me see. It says very satisfied.
Put me on the slightly satisfied.
Okay.
The middle satisfied one.
All right. Thank you, ma'am. And I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns. Some people say they want the president and the Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focus on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, a 0 if it isn't important at all.
Okay.
The first one up is improving kindergarten through 12th grade education.
Very important. 10.
A 10. Thank you. And making college more affordable.
10.
Banning tobacco products for adults.
I go 5.
Thank you. And lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs.
10.
And the last one right here is protecting voting rights and democracy.
10.
Thank you. And do you approve or you disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president?
Approve.
Strongly approve? Somewhat approve?
Somewhat approve.
Okay. And I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. A 50 means that you do not particularly feel warm nor cold.
Okay.
The first one is Joe Biden.
50.
Thank you. And Democrats in Congress?
60.
And my next, the last one is the Food and Drug Administration, or the FDA.
I would go 20.
20. Okay. And I want to read you a list of priorities that you think the Food and Drug Administration or the FDA should be focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important that issue is for the FDA to be focused on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, and a 0 if it isn't important at all.
Okay.
The first one is preventing underage tobacco use.
I'd say 10 is important.
10 is the most important, yes.
I'd say 10 is important.
Okay.
It's important.
All right, and banning different tobacco products for adults.
A 5.
Okay. And the reducing opioid abuse and addiction, including fentanyl.
2010.
And removing illegal e-vapor products from the market?
10.
Okay. And it is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21.
Yep.
Considering this, do you support or you oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over?
Five.
No, this one is support or you oppose?
Oh.
You're strongly supporting?
In the middle. Is there a middle option?
Why is strongly support, somewhat oppose, strongly oppose?
Somewhat support.
Okay.
Somewhat support.
Thank you. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over?
Somewhat support.
Somewhat support. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community?
More benefit.
Somewhat more benefit or much more benefit?
Much more.
Okay. And regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older, or should there be a top priority for the federal government, or are other issues more important right now?
Other issues are more important right now.
Thank you. Now, when it comes to tobacco use, which do you feel is a better approach for the government to focus its efforts on between harm reduction? It's an approach that focuses on reducing harm from tobacco through cessation support, abstinence, and prevention education, and helping adult smokers who can't or won't quit cigarettes switch to less harmful smoke-free tobacco products. Or prohibition, an approach that focuses on ending all tobacco use by banning products or flavors requiring the removal of nicotine or imposing high taxes to make tobacco products cost prohibitive.
The high taxes.
The second one?
Yeah.
Okay. And I'd like to read you some of the things some people say would come to pass if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigars, and virtually all other traditional cigarettes on the market today. For each one, please tell me how concerned you are about that outcome. Now, the first one is the creation of a black market for illegal cigarette sales, with the associated crime and gang activity that comes from black market sales. How concerned are you about that?
Not super concerned.
Not too concerned?
Yeah.
Okay. And more dangerous products flooding the market as illegal cigarettes enter the U.S. from overseas with no safety testing of any kind?
Not super concerned.
Not concerned at all?
The middle one, not super concerned, not the bottom one, but the one above that.
Not very concerned. Okay. Not a problem.
Yeah, not very concerned.
Okay. And an immediate loss of over $45 billion in tax revenues across the country that helps to fund government programs like Medicaid and Medicare, Social Security, public education, and tobacco control.
I guess I'm not educated enough to answer that one. So no
okay.
answer.
Okay. That's perfectly fine. We're almost done here. I'm going to read you some statements people have made about the potential ban on nicotine and cigarettes by the federal government. Now, please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with that statement, a 5 means that you somewhat agree with that statement, and a 0 means you do not agree with that statement at all. Now, the first statement is the federal government has been rolling back our rights in all aspects of our lives lately. Bans for underage smokers and education on the dangers of smoking are common, but it's a step too far for the government to tell adults in this country they can't smoke at all. How do you feel about that statement?
5.
Okay. And second one is vaping bans have not led to fewer people vaping. They have instead led to large amounts of unregulated vaping products from China flooding the market with no safety testings or regulation. We already have cartels infiltrating our borders with illegal products and nicotine, and menthol bans on cigarettes will simply give them another market in which to operate. How you like that statement? How you rate it?
Like, so it's asking if I'm concerned about that?
Yes. A zero means that you do not agree at all with that statement, and a 10 means that
it.
You strongly agree.
Zero. Do not agree.
Okay. And our goal should be for people, to continue to quit smoking, and our current policies of education and harm reduction have led to the lowest smoking rates in 30 years. Underage usage is down to 2% and a decrease of 92% from the 90s. Policies like warning labels, higher cigarette taxes, raising the smoking age to 21, and large-scale public health campaigns on the dangers of smoking are working. And we should continue this work rather than create a new class of criminal. What do you think about that statement?
I think that's good.
You somewhat agree, strongly agree?
I would say 5.
Okay. And the last one is, today's adult smokers come disproportionately from lower education and income groups. The LGBTQ plus community and populations suffering from mental health conditions or other drug addictions. These bans will only serve to further persecute these people, who will still be addicted to nicotine despite the prohibition, when we should instead be continuing to educate them on the dangers of smoking and helping them to move past their nicotine addiction through cessation support and harm reduction. How you think about that statement?
Harm reduction, I mean, that sounds good. 5.
Okay. And we're almost done here. Now, sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. Let me ask you again. It is already legal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and favor cigars to adults 21 and over?
Do I support a ban?
Yes. Do you support it or you oppose it?
I don't know. Not really. I don't know.
Okay. That's you could also say that. And
okay, I don't know.
Okay. And do you support?
It's not an area I know a lot about, so that's why I'm really on the fence about. I would have to do more research to feel to like really give informed answers on this.
It's completely understandable, Victoria. Now, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over? Do you support or you oppose that?
I don't know.
Okay. And regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community?
More benefit.
Much more benefit or somewhat more benefit?
Yes, much more benefit.
Thank you. And would you be more or less willing to vote for a candidate for federal office who supports these bans on tobacco products for adults? Or would it have no impact on your decision on who to vote for?
No impact.
Okay. Now, in the past 30 days, have you used any of these following products? Heat?
No.
Now I'm going to name your list. Heat, not burn tobacco products?
Nope.
Wine?
Like alcohol?
Yes.
Yes.
Oral nicotine pouches?
No.
Coffee?
Yes.
Yes. Beer?
Yes.
E-cigarette or e-vapor products?
No.
No. Okay. Pipe tobacco?
Nope.
Soda or a pop?
No.
Cigars?
Nope.
Liquor or spirits?
No.
Cigarettes?
No.
Smokeless tobacco such as dip or chew?
No.
Thank you. Okay, switching gears a little bit here, the last few questions are just for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I have a bachelor's degree.
Thank you. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, widowed?
Single.
Okay. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, low income?
Middle class.
middle class, thank you. And are you or is any member of your household a member of union or employee association?
No.
Okay, and how would you describe best the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Okay, and do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
Okay. Well, Victoria, thank you very much for your participation in the survey. You have been really great. I appreciate you, and you have a blessed evening.
Thank you. You as well. Bye now.
Thank you. Thank you.